city budget coming together in pieces. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS, and final votes were passed for individual components of the city's budget at Council's June 20th meeting. Budgets for the upcoming year were approved for the Water and Sewer Department, Stormwater Utility Management Fund, Evergreen Cemetery, Murfreesboro City Schools, as well as the Tax Rate and Appropriations Ordinance. Councilwoman Scales Harris, as in 2 weeks ago, still found proposed pay increases for select city employees to be a sticking point and proposed a motion to exclude those pay increases.
I am for the budget, all but the salary part. We acted upon a compensation study that is 6 years old. 6 years ago, gas was $2 a gallon, and milk and bread is going up. This is totally unfair. And also, in doing a little investigation, I've been talking to different city employees, and I was amazed to find out that we have employees that we say we love, and they're doing a great job, and ha, 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 working two jobs and on food stamps.
For the last 3 years, Murfreesboro, Tennessee has got the highest pay increases in the state of Tennessee. I think we've been very aggressive about funding pay increases for our city employees at 10.5% over the last 3 years. That leads the cities we surveyed in Tennessee. I would suspect it beats many in the private sector. So we've been very aggressive about addressing pay issues.
Additionally, a vote regarding parking violation penalties for the downtown area was deferred after council members received various requests from local business owners asking for more time to evaluate the proposals, and school board members received a pay increase from $200 a month to $200 for the first meeting of the month and $100 at the second. Zach Troutman, WGNS News.
Brought to you by
Kestner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad, across from the Chevy dealer.
Come and see firsthand why your friends voted us number one in reader polls for the seventh straight year. Call us at 895-1253 for a free consultation.